AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Moscow, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has officially been charged with espionage. Authorities say he will stand trial in the Russian city of Yekaterinburg. Former President Donald Trump is returning to Capitol Hill soon for the first time since that rally on January 6th. He will be meeting with Republican members of Congress. G7 leaders meeting in Italy, traveling with the President Biden. ABC White House correspondent Selena Wang.
President Biden is kicking off the G7 summit here in Italy, meeting and shaking hands with global leaders. And his priority here is to ramp up efforts to stop Russia's war in Ukraine. In just a few hours, he'll be meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky to sign a historic long-term security agreement.
Another sign, inflation pressures are easing. The Labor Department says wholesale prices fell 0.2% from April to May after rising 0.5% the month before. Labor Department also saying number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits has jumped to its highest level in 10 months. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Public School District has updated its plans to address its financial problems. Milwaukee will likely replace its chief financial officer with an interim CFO. Milwaukee hopes to add temporary staff to fill about a dozen vacancies in the district's financial office until jobs are filled permanently this fall. A new survey ranks Wisconsin on the low end for its economy, number 40 according to WalletHub. Part of that's based on low startup activity. Economic Development Secretary Missy Hughes says they're working on that.
We just announced the creation of the Wisconsin Investment Fund, which is a $100 million fund that will help entrepreneurs in Wisconsin be able to access capital and be able to grow their businesses here.
Hughes also points to Wisconsin's low unemployment. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An update to a story we've been following all week. More security is officially coming to the apartment building where people snuck up to the roof for a party, which turned into a mass shooting over the weekend. Alder Mike Revere told the State Journal after meeting with the owners of the Lux on Johnson Street, they agreed to additional safety precautions. They'll be adding more security staff, restricting access to residential floors, and requiring a key fob to get onto the rooftop. 12 people were hurt in that shooting early Sunday morning. So far, no arrests have been made. And summer means projects on your property, but the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau wants you to be on the lookout for scams. One common one, people getting paid upfront to repave your driveway and never doing the work. The Bureau says to be wary of people who come solicit you to have your driveway redone, especially if you feel they're pressuring you, as if there's some sort of time crunch. You never need to make a decision in the moment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers rally for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers were 0 for 24 with runners in scoring position.
Then in the bottom of the sixth, Willy Adames was at the plate.
Coverage, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
That one hit to center. Back and way gone at the scoreboard for Willy. It's pouring down rain now.
The ball traveled 448 feet as the crew held on to win 5-4 over the Blue Jays. Adames on the Brewers' five-run rally.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, the speed guys, they did the job there just to starting everything for us. And after that, we just carried the momentum and, you know, we scored some run for the support for the pitchers there.
The crew with the day off. NBA Celtics win again 106-99 over the Mavericks in Dallas. Boston up now 3-0 in the NBA Finals. NFL Packers wrapping up their three-day minicamp. They'll be back in 5 weeks for the start of the season with training camp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, low of 56. Sunshine, low 80s on your Friday. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 77. Highs near 89 Sunday.
Right now, it's 70.
It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest on WMDX. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is sun. S-U-N, sun. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. On the road with Jane and Todd. The tour continues. Next stop, Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Stop in for a coffee with Jane Matinair and Todd Albaugh.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Pfizer head, Fauci, all of them that lied to Trump, we know, created the disinfo, already had the vaccine ready years before they released the virus. They all need to go to prison for the rest of their lives. It sounds sexy to say they need to be executed.
Okay, that's what we mentioned last hour. I just, honestly, Chris, I'm a little winded. I don't know what you do about the Alex Jones of the world. He is about to go bankrupt for owing $11 billion to the Sandy Hook families for all of those lies. And I don't know how you, this is, he's like Donald Trump in psychotic radio person form.
Yeah.
That he just, it's, nothing apparently is going to stop him.
Yeah.
Like, because you're like, hey, when is someone going to file another suit against him? But you think, like, Dr. Fauci probably... It's not going to take the
Have you seen all the interviews with the Sandy Hook kids this week?
Yeah, they're graduating high school.
Oh my God.
But it just beyond being what an awful human, it's just Donald Trump. It's like it's okay to use this violent rhetoric that you think, you know, A, there should be a knock on the door from the FBI, and he should be sued out of existence for almost everything he says. Just give me one more.
That said, it is constitutional. If it can be shown that they knowingly, like Bayer Pharmaceutical did, put HIV and hepatitis and killed over a million hemophiliacs in the U.S. and Europe and Australia and other areas, it is the right thing to do that they be executed. But I'm saying that's up to juries. Treason, all the stuff they've done. I'm just calling for life imprisonment. And if the juries decide to hang them, I'm not a wimp. I will volunteer. I think it should be public. I will pull the lever.
Okay. You know, I think I did that here, Chris, because this is 180. Like, you know, the devil and the angel on your shoulder?
Right.
That's the devil, and here comes the angel.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
It's like, oh, God, you devil.
Join us now. MSNBC medical expert.
Dr. Irwin Breadlunner.
Gary became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Breadlunner is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar. You need to single-handedly redeem our faith in humankind, Dr. Doom.
But I sort of miss which shoulder am I on? I forgot.
The angel. But I guess that's life. Yeah. I guess that's the world. But I'm sorry. The people like Alex Jones are just pure evil. And, you know, there you are. You're on Nicole Wallace yesterday. You're just out there doing pure good in the world. And you give us all hope that, you know, the Alex Joneses of the world are not, are hopefully a psychotic minority. Because I was, you know, that soundbite we just played, Doc, you think, oh, that's how he gets, you know, legal, you know, what do you call it? It's like he can slip by because he's like, oh, I said if a jury convicted him, I'd execute him.
Right.
They know exactly what they're doing, Doc. Exactly. You know, because Dr. Fauci's your friend. You know how many death threats he gets because of lunacy like this.
It's absolutely insane. You know, people like Alex Jones, in not too many years ago, would have been crazy outliers you never would have heard of. That just wouldn't have been an option. It wouldn't be the social media to underscore, repeat every single word he says all day long. So if that's what your appetite is, you can get him 100% of the time on people like him. And I think that's corrosive to American democracy fundamentally, which is why even if Trump loses, think of the residue, think of the garbage he's left behind that will continue to spout this BS day and night. And look, it's something we're going to have to deal with. But in the meantime, we got to get rid of Trump, first of all.
Yeah.
By voting. By voting.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
But that's what we were saying, is this has become the norm now, this incitement of violence daily by either Trump, you know, sending a guillotine, you know, email out to Alex Jones. It's just judges, prosecutors, doctors. I mean, the fact that this is a routine thing to say Dr. Fauci should be executed. For what?
Right.
Saving millions of lives.
It's completely nuts. And by the way, you mentioned judges in your litany of people. It's not just judges. It's Supreme Court justices.
That
have basically lost their mind. And or maybe was it there to lose? I mean, I don't know. It's but it's frightening.
Let's talk about, you are in my own stomping ground of Rochester, New York.
I am. Actually,
yes, Chris.
We actually have a bit of medical breaking news from the Supreme Court.
Uh-oh.
The Supreme Court has unanimously struck down a legal challenge to the abortion pill mifepristone.
Yes.
So it's keeping status quo.
Yay.
They did it unanimously.
Oh, my God.
You know,
I'll take a win anyway.
It used to be that good news like that from the Supreme Court was routine.
Thank you.
Now it's like we're applauding.
Well,
yeah.
What
flag is Martha Ann going to put out today?
All right.
Protest.
Yeah. Because her husband voted to keep the status quo. What's that going to be like tonight at dinner?
Well, she only controls his flagpole, not her own body.
Yeah.
So, Doc, you're in my old stomping ground, Rochester, New York, with Ukrainian kids. And by the way, this is where I began my illustrious radio career as Sister Sleaze in the Brother Wee's Morning Circus.
Yep.
WCM of Rochester, everybody home of rock and roll.
Uh-huh. Weren't you naked in a barrel in a store window?
Yes. Dr. Doom is doing somewhat more dignified work.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're doing.
Well, I wasn't in a barrel exactly, but
in a store window.
Right.
What are you doing, Doc?
Yeah, sure. So Rochester happened to be where they had something called the Genius Olympiad, where high school kids from 67 countries around the world come to compete in a number of areas, from science and technology to creative arts to ecology and so on. Ukraine submitted the largest number of applicants in their country to get to the finals of any country on the planet, including the United States.
Wow.
These kids were unbelievable. And almost all of them had never been to the U.S. before, and they spent like 24 hours getting here. And what they wrote, what they talked about, their accomplishments in the face of a raging war, it was just so incredibly inspiring and really a real reason for hope.
Exactly. That's what we needed this morning. I saw you on Nicole Wallace with one of them yesterday. Yeah. And just, God, Doc, we need these heartwarming, hopeful stories more than ever now.
Yeah. But, yes, we do.
And also,
yes,
can you tell Nicole that I love her and I never miss her show and to please come on my show? I love her. Definitely love you. Okay.
I would not be adverse to telling
her. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. She said she would. I saw her at Politicon. But
did she say that to get you out of?
Yeah, to get me out of her. She was interviewing James Comey. She's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'll come on.
Yeah.
Skedaddle. I didn't think to say, I know Dr. Doom. Dr. Zelensky. I'm sorry. I have a headline in front of me that is hopeful. And Biden and Zelensky to sign 10-year U.S.-Ukraine security deal at the G7.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. And so we were, Chris was just saying, Trump can undo all this, of course, if he, you know, yeah, if he gets back in.
It's not an official treaty ratified by Congress.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is...
So what it's like, it's not an official treaty, right?
Right, Chris, is that right. What that's correct.
Right. Yeah. The agreement which Trump could undo if reelected commits Washington to give Kiev a long-term support. Unlike NATO, it doesn't require a U.S. military response if Ukraine is attacked. But, you know, as you know, Doc, we have to give Ukraine whatever support we can, right? And it's just, it's insane that, who is it, Tom Cotton. It is just incredible. They have no shame where they criticize Biden for everything, including Ukraine, over aid they held up.
Right.
They're the ones that held up the aid, right?
No, it's really inexplicable. And for people like Tom Cotton and Cruz and all these guys, they're well-educated. They know better. I'm assuming they know better. Yeah. And it's just a kind of a powerful, sad reminder of how far and how deep Donald Trump has spread his toxicity. But the thing is, he's given permission to people to be outrageous in a really bad way. And this is something that... we're going to have to figure out what to do with, but you know, it's not clear to me how we're going to resolve this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we keep trying to say it, that you can't say enough. Simon Rosenberg tweeted, inflation was zero in May, groceries only up 1% over the past year, the prices of many items are falling. The spate of positive economic news in recent weeks has been remarkable. The U.S. economy is so strong, the quote, envy of the world, according to a new report. He not only did Biden rescue us from Trump's disastrous economy and response to COVID, Doc, we are the envy of the world. We are the only country in the world that is doing as well as we are. And, you know, the media seems resistant to giving Biden any credit.
And, you know, what really irks me even more than that is the moral equivalency. You know, it's like, well, there's Biden this and there's Trump that, and, you know, it's like a it's not equal. It's not a discussion about two equal competitors in this presidential race. One is nuts. That's the problem. Is out of his mind and incoherent.
I mean,
you know, some of the stuff that you can see now.
Do contrast the D-Day speech, Normandy, with the sharks and the batteries and the electrocution or whatever. I mean,
it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Doc,
and before he was just kind of crazy when he criticized John McCain, for example,
yeah,
which bothered the hell out of me. That was unbelievable. He likes winners. He doesn't like people that were captured. Whatever he said about John McCain, disgraceful. Okay. And that's what I thought about during when Biden was giving that D-Day speech. And I don't know. It's just as amazing. But we just have to keep fighting and think about the good stuff,
yeah,
and the potential.
And I'm
meeting the guy.
I know you know the president because you're fancy. but I just, somebody said something that really struck me yesterday, Doc, which I so agree with, is, you know, and all this talking about how terrible Trump is, we don't talk enough about how good Biden is. It drives me crazy when people say lesser of two evils, or they feel like they have to say, well, Joe Biden isn't perfect, but blah, 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 or, oh, he isn't, you know. I don't agree with everything. Like, nobody's perfect. You don't agree with anybody on everything, but it's just, there's no need to say that. I so appreciate it. Andrew Weinstein just tweeted, Joe Biden's an honest, empathetic, selfless, patriotic man who loves his family and is also arguably the most accomplished first-term president in modern American history. That works for me. I mean, it's just, I feel like we're like allergic to just saying something good about an obviously good man and good president.
Absolutely. And look, this is something you have to fault the media. You have to fault social media. And, you know, you end up in a situation where people keep saying, yeah, the lesser of two evils, which I hate that expression.
Yeah.
Because one is actually evil. The other one isn't. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's a guy like any other human being is not perfect, as you said, versus a guy who is not even imperfect. He's out of his mind.
Yeah. Yep.
And incoherent and dangerous. And I don't like hearing them talked about like that either, Steph. It's a good point that you make.
Can I just say also I want to thank you. With all the work you do all over the world, you take the time to answer my listeners' questions on Twitter and elsewhere. I just thought, you know, these were great. Dr. Redlander, can I ask you a question? Is long COVID found only after acute disease? Can you end up with long COVID after a mild or non-symptomatic case? I've never had COVID. I know I will survive the disease should I contract it now. So long COVID is what I'm more concerned with. And you said, hey, it's thought that long COVID can occur even after a mild acute COVID, but the more severe the initial disease, the more severe tends to be the long version. But you've been talking about this for a while. Long COVID is real. You talked about this new extensive report by the National Academy of Sciences. And somebody just said, thank you for taking the time to answer my question. Huge fan. Enjoy your appearances on Stephanie Miller. I'm still masking. And you also made a point there. You said, for me, always mask in elevators, tiny boxes with poor ventilation, often packed with friends, families, and neighbors. That's the other thing we've gotten to now, mask shaming. People that are getting shamed for wearing a mask, right?
You know, it's funny. When I do get in the elevator, which is, I live in an elevator building, and I'm always wearing a mask, I notice people looking at me. Like, mm-hmm. I can't even imagine what they're thinking, but I'm sure it's not pleasant.
Uh-huh. Or, do they know you're a world-renowned doctor?
yeah. I wanted to tell them, I'm on Stephanie Miller, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's the important thing. Not that you're a world-renowned doctor.
Yeah, that's all that really matters.
Yes, okay. All right, love you, Doc. See you next week. Stay safe.
Bye, guys. See you.
All right,
take
care. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bing-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding, Morning Kick. It's in there. It's in there. You know it's in there because I, you know.
It's that delicious strawberry lemonade flavor.
Yeah.
Listen, do you understand 48 miles? Bike ride this Saturday with my club. Hang on, 1,500 feet of elevation. I'm just saying.
Before you go hang out with Julia Roberts.
Right. I'm going to need to superpower myself on Saturday. But I do it every day because I hike or I lift weights or I do something. Why? And you got to hydrate, right? No matter who you are, where you are.
Right.
Why? I don't know, plain water. Why? You can get a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor and 10 supplements in one. You've got probiotics, prebiotics, stuff for your muscles and joints, for your digestion. I mean, it's been a game changer for me. I love it. It tastes great. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, do it with Mama. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements are not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in Stephanie.
Fresh Republican outrage. You keep listening, she'll make more. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed high-impact protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of high-impact protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I'm Dr. Lowell Steen, Chief of Cardiology at Loyola University Medical Center, with Ira Antelis, founder of 120 Life, a drink that supports healthy blood pressure.
It's great to be here, literally, because I almost wasn't. 5 years ago, I got a terrifying warning from my doctor that my blood pressure was off the charts.
That must have really shaken you.
It did, but I knew there had to be a natural way to lower my blood pressure. So I developed 120 Life, a juice blend to help lower blood pressure.
How much did your blood pressure drop?
In 2 weeks, it dropped 30 points.
That's remarkable. And no side effects?
None. It's all natural superfruits and key minerals. And today, we have thousands of satisfied users.
Where can you get 120 Life?
Just go to 120life.com. And use the code CONTROL for 15% off or text CONTROL to 511-511. If your numbers don't improve, I'll send your money back.
So you really have nothing to lose. Take control of your blood pressure today by visiting 120life.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller. Rock. Stephanie Miller. Rock. Stephanie Miller.
Chris, rock, me, freak. There you go.
All right.
26 minutes after the hour. Jody's just
weirder.
Talent and beauty and talent. Joy and love.
Just something.
Rock, freak. Okay. Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Your call specifically to use you for your prosecutorial Fulton County credentials until we can get funny goals and then we'll dump you like a bag at it. Katie Fang tweeted, just in, the Fulton County DA's office has moved to dismiss the appeal filed by Trump and some of his co-defendants on Judge McAfee's denial of their motion to disqualify DA Fani Willis. The Fulton County DA's office argues the appeal should never have been allowed to move forward in the first place. Thank you, because there is a lack of sufficient evidence based on the explicit factual findings of the trial court. What can you
exactly?
Yeah, talk to us about that.
Okay, so in his order, McAfee indicated that there was no conflict of interest.
Right.
He said, and then he went on to do all of that extra whatever that mess was about. You know, well, one of them's got to go. Well,
right. So they did that.
The DA's office. Yeah, they did that. So there's nothing left at this point. The thing the court requested has been done, and there's not a reason to remove her because he said there was no conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So she has her office has appropriately filed a motion to dismiss.
Like right.
There's nothing to be decided.
So why are they able to hold up this election? Which, you know, as Mark Elias was saying, it's just outrageous. You know, and they're putting in election deniers that are already denying election results in Georgia, you know, before the 2024 election.
Unfortunately, a good bit of the bench on our Court of Appeals was appointed either by Kemp, who we all know is a Republican, and by his predecessor, Nathan Deal. So what you're really seeing is they're getting the value of what they basically appointed.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that depressing update. Yeah. Karen in Chicago.
Thanks.
Oh, no.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's upsetting.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie, for talking about Sinclair Broadcasting. The mainstream media is not meeting the moment, okay? And we have got to keep talking about Project 2025. A few people that I have told.
Oh, what happened? Karen?
No.
No.
Is
she,
anyone?
She got vanquished
there?
To the land of wind and ghosts.
I didn't slam her into a hard break. She just disappeared into the ether.
Oh, dear.
She went to the land of wind and ghosts.
She went to a farm upstate to run free.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Karen, where have you gone? Okay. Does Joe DiMaggio know where she's gone?
I don't know.
All right. Hey, Lindy Lee's next.
Hey. Hey.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says his office is vetting firms to do an independent audit of Milwaukee Public Schools operations. The governor calls the situation in Milwaukee critical and warrants a close look into the school district's financial and academic problems. Republicans say the audit should be done by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Someday, people could get a ride to the hospital in an electric ambulance. Kevin DeVoy is an ambulance dealer. He says zero-emission ambulances are a good idea because of the nature of emergency work.
An ambulance tends to idle a lot because of the need to be on scene or at the hospital.
The latest model electric ambulance was recently showcased in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. There's construction everywhere right now. Officials are reminding you to be careful in work zones. In 2023, there were more than 2,100 crashes in work zones across Wisconsin. 9 people died and more than 700 were hurt, according to the Department of Transportation. Buckle up, put down the phone, and just be extra attentive when you're driving through construction. The 65th annual Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals have officially begun. Students from every corner of the state are in Richland County to vie for first place. Rodeo Committee President Gary Deaver says some of the shooting events are now co-ed for the first time.
We have like 13 or 14 trap shooters and 9 light rifle shooters. And this is the only event where a girl can compete next to a guy. You know, you always have your girls' events, boys' events, but this here is, it's all even.
The winners of state finals this weekend will head to nationals in Wyoming. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, low of 56. Sunshine, low 80s on your Friday. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 77. Highs near 89 Sunday.
Currently, 72 degrees.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have Rocker with a Max Inc. preview.
And Johnny at the Movies takes a look at Aaron Rodgers, movie producer.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Services in the Ad Council.
Hey.
Speaker. You and Leader Scalise talked about the importance of Merrick Garland complying with a congressional subpoena. I'm curious, since Chairman Jordan and four other colleagues declined to do that under the January 6th committee, if you worry that undermines the argument at all?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought up the January 6th committee. We'll be talking a lot more about that in the coming weeks. There's been a lot of investigation about that committee. I don't think it was properly constituted. I don't think it was... It was properly administered, and now we know that apparently some of the evidence was hidden and some maybe even destroyed. So you'll hear much more about that in the days ahead.
You'll hear those lies repeated more in the days ahead. Mm-hmm. It was never destroyed. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, none of the evidence was destroyed. That's a Donald Trump conspiracy theory. I can't. Okay, I need a human form of just love and light. And magic and beauty and oh look, here's Lindy Lee. Hi,
hey, Lindy
Lee.
You guys are the best, Stephanie. You just brighten my world. Really, you do.
Right back at you.
There's something about you, and very few people have that power.
Aw, you're so cute. We loved being able to see you and hug you at Philadelphia Sexy Liberal, and we want
to also say how incredible you were to my father.
Aw,
you. You're so kind.
Your dad next to you is maybe the cutest human in the world.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. He's, I just want to squish him. And I mean in a good way. But anyway. thank you for inviting us. Jody and I are going to the President Biden, President Obama, George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Jimmy Kimmel, big fundraiser due out here in L.A. Saturday.
I also flagged for them that they have you coming. You are a national treasure.
Aww.
So everyone's super excited.
Aww. Oh, that's going to be an extra security sweep.
Yeah, it will.
All right.
Yeah,
well, well.
No, you're universally adored.
You know, Lindy, I just read a great, I think it was an Andrew Weissman tweet to Dr. Redlener about, I'm so tired of this people going, oh, the lesser two evils, or, oh, you know, Biden's not perfect, but blah, blah, blah. Stop saying that. It was just a tweet about what a good, honest, decent, amazing man and president he's been. Say it. Embrace it. Like, you don't have to, like, make excuses or, I mean, it just, it makes me insane that you know, people don't embrace what is really an incredible record.
Oh my goodness, I feel compelled to tell you all a secret.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on doing it, but last time I was here, I was about to host Biden.
Right.
Do you remember?
Oh,
I was on the road hosting him, and then actually Glenn Kirshner was a generous supporter.
I think you're less likely to not be at the White House than you are to be at the White House. When we say, where's Lindy today? I'm like, I'm going to guess at the White House.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's what I wasn't going to tell you. So I ended up hosting him. We raised $1.1 million in 6 days, which is amazing. My brain hurts so much from the pressure, you know, because my name was on this thing, and if it didn't turn out well, I would be on the list. It beautifully exceeded expectations, but that's not the secret. So speaking of Irish Catholics, we were just talking about Catholics before the break, but he's not listening to the radio, which is what I'm about to tell you. I've been with somebody for 6 years.
Yeah.
And I introduced him to the president.
He's super hot. I mean, the president and your boyfriend.
Did I show you a picture of him?
Yes, you did.
I never announced it publicly. And I'm not going to share his name. He's like a secret. Oh, he's a total secret. But I introduced him to President Biden. It was one of the most meaningful moments of my life, and I turned to the president. I was like, isn't he gorgeous? And he turned to him and said, but she's more gorgeous.
Aww,
and I was about to cry.
He's a charmer, that President Biden.
My boyfriend is so shy, all he could do was mumble, best president of my lifetime. Did you hear what I said? He's like, best president of my lifetime. He just couldn't really get it out. He's the total opposite of me, which is perfect because I just can't shut up, and he's always quiet.
Yeah. But, you know, I was saying earlier the show, Lindy, that somebody tweeted, you know, as you tend to do, you put great information out, but just all of President Biden's accomplishments, I literally thought to myself, oh, this is too long to read on the radio. It's too boring. I can't. But that's the problem.
Yeah, he's done so much.
Thank you.
It's like almost like a fire hose of achievement. Yeah. And it's just so hard to communicate, too, because, as you said, it's not, it's it's just not as bonkers as what Trump says on an hourly basis,
right.
You know?
Right.
It's not a headline grabber, but he's done so much, like from $35 insulin to infrastructure to everything. I mean, there's just so much.
But here's where I have to ask you, because you're so good at this, Lindy. What? How do we? I loved what you worked with Governor Shapiro, right, where he said to Donald Trump, stop talking about America.
Right.
Stop talking America. That's what he's doing, is that, you know, he just lies. How do you combat that? He just truth socialed that he's responsible for $35 insulin. Mm-hmm. We can put out a million statistics on the jobless rate, on inflation, on crime, everything that is way better under President Biden, but they just lie. What do we do about that?
Can I also just say, hey, Governor Shapiro, you're amazing. I just want to say Josh Shapiro is one of the best communicators in our party. He is just phenomenal. And I mentioned this last time. I've had a lot of interactions with politicians. Actually, Andy Kim is coming over on Monday if anyone wants to join at 4 p.m. He's just making a house call. It's just incredible.
By the way, Andy Kim, for those of you that don't know, is the representative that was on his hands and knees cleaning up the
amazing
floor
human
of the Capitol after the...
Yeah, and probably the next senator of New Jersey. But going back to Josh Shapiro, I really and trust he will run for president. This guy is not only effective, he's a brilliant communicator. And you can have all the wonderful legislative achievements in the world, but if you can't communicate the benefit behind them, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? So if we take pointers from anybody, it would be from Governor Shapiro. And I've known him. Actually, because of your history of LBJ, I met Josh Shapiro when I was 24 years old. I sent him a cold email. I was the youngest woman to run for Congress in American history. Had no idea what I was doing. I emailed him to me. He accepted. He was Montgomery County Commissioner at the time. And I was half an hour late because I was coming down from you. He still met me, though. And then on his bookshelf was a copy of Robert Caro's Master of the Senate.
Wow. Wow.
And I knew at that moment, wow, this dude is my people.
Yeah.
To be clear, I didn't really have a relationship with LBJ. He grabbed my mom's ass once. He did grab my mom's ass once on the dance floor.
Like your family was really active during that era is what I meant.
Didn't you love how Trump said that he has a relationship to MIT? Meaning, I don't know, I guess he drove by it once. Yeah,
like he probably
that's why he's so smart. Yeah, because I don't know, his uncle or somebody went, and I know you, so technically I went to Princeton,
right.
And I've worked with Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid, so I'm technically have a Harvard and a Stanford degree.
Sure.
In addition to my Princeton degree,
yeah.
Because I know Lindy Lee. I've hugged her. You can get it just by contact.
Oh.
You can either drive by.
It's a contact diploma.
But honestly, But Princeton, really, I'm still class president. I've been class president since I was 17. It changed my life. I don't know how I managed to get in. It really just, it's just incredible. That place, there's something magical about it.
Well, you, by the way, because you have one degree of separation to everything, Lindy Lee, you said Alito wanted to police our vaginas since his days at Princeton decades ago.
Yeah. How you know that I'm unauthorized.
you said even during my time there, which was fairly recent, the Federalist Society was heavily
was
recruiting students, hoping to groom and capture us at an early age to hijack the American judiciary at every level. And that's what they've done.
I went even further. Because I don't have a character limit. I talked about Robert George, the professor who is a prominent recruiter of the Federalist Society on campus, and he's still there, and I don't care if he hears this because this is the truth. I remember as a freshman, we had these like weekly Federalist Society dinners, and I thought they were just some fancy schmancy whatever. And I think I actually went once or twice, but I was just not into it at all.
Yeah.
And Robert George was like indoctrinating us, but I just didn't realize it because I was so young.
Well,
and didn't have any clue,
Lindy,
what the Federalist Society was.
This is the thing. They play the long game on this stuff, and you've been so great.
They're so effective, and there was no liberal equivalent. There was nothing.
Well, you've been all over this. You've been all over this stuff on Twitter, on the Supreme Court, and thank you, because you just, Clarence Thomas killed the real estate moratorium, earning his sugar daddy Harlan Crow a fortune. Alito made Argentina pay back its debt, earning him sugar daddy Paul Singer $2.4 million. He banned abortions, earning his religious donors their biggest win. Can you say quid pro quo? And they have the nerve to say, oh, Ketanji Brown Jackson got Beyonce tickets. It's like, really, does Beyonce have business before the Supreme Court?
I like her even better because of that.
Yeah, right.
I'm also a victim of the character limit thing again. Not only did Paul Singer make $2.4 billion, he only got the case before the Supreme Court after repeated attempts after his trip with Sam Alito.
But you're so
initially he wasn't successful, and then he did something, like, you know what I mean? It was to Alaska, they went fishing together.
And the corruption and the hypocrisy is so off the charts. Your other tweet, Judge Rashan donated $15 to Biden in 2020. Republicans freak. Yeah. Rashan's daughter is liberal. Republicans rage. Jack Smith's wife is a Democrat. Republicans lose their mind. Clarence Thomas takes $4 million in bribes, and Alito takes donor-funded trips. Republicans don't give a damn. I mean, and they're just immune to charges of hypocrisy, right?
And they just don't even care what they say. They just don't, because they have such little respect for their base.
Yeah.
I don't want to, I don't want to denigrate half of America or whatever it is, but
yeah,
there's just a lot of, it's just psychological manipulation. They don't expect their base to push back on any of it, and the base just eats it up.
Yeah.
We need nationwide deprogramming.
Yeah, and they can. Meanwhile, they can keep yelling Biden crime, family, and corruption when there's literally no there. And
they tried so hard. James Comer tried so hard to find the there, right. But there wasn't a there. So
yeah, can I say this whole flag controversy? First of all, I love you call them the Trollitos, the Alito.
I like that.
Martha Ann Trolley. She is so much. Like, even after the tape came out, the undercover thing, she's such a troll. She really is. Yeah.
Well,
she's saying that she has to fly the Sacred Heart flag because she doesn't want to see the Pride flag, across the street. It's just, she's such a troll. I don't know, maybe she needs to go back to her librarian job, because she sounds like she has way too much time on her hands.
Yeah, go ban books somewhere else. But she's, it is sort of mind-boggling. You're like, Justice Alito just discovered the right to privacy, because now he's annoyed. and I said, here's the thing. If you don't want to be tape recorded saying despicable, bigoted things, then don't say despicable, bigoted things,
right.
Honestly, though, that's just such poor judgment.
Right. Well, you said mind-boggling that Trollitos would reveal themselves to be such lunatics in front of a complete stranger, even after they were just exposed for flying coup flags, going on donor-funded luxury trips, and harassing their neighbors.
It's literally been 8 days. Keep in mind, this happened last week. The recording was taped last week, so it was 8 days after the expose. They didn't have the good sense to maybe rein in the crazy.
Well, and also
public.
Yeah, it kills me that just like Trump, they're so susceptible to flattery. Like, all this woman had to do was pretend that she was a fan.
Right.
They feel like they can speak freely, right? Like,
going back to LBJ, that's why I think it's so cool that your, dad ran for president during this era, vice president. LBJ, I consider that Robert Caro's LBJ series to be like the manual of politics. And what Lyndon B. Johnson used to say is, when it comes to flattery, there's no such thing as excess.
And
the
other through line is how whiny they all are. Mostly Alito's just whining about the media and, oh, it's all so unfair. And he's like, oh, they look at every little thing. You're like, every little thing, like $4 million that Clarence Thomas has taken?
You're totally right. And can I also point out that he says he basically implies that he has the power to police all of our vaginas, but he doesn't have the power to police his wife's flag.
Right.
Crying, like, seriously.
Yeah.
There's no consistency here whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we should stop expecting it. All right. Lindy Lee, you are a thing of wonder and beauty, and we love having you. And I'm sorry we don't get to hug you Saturday.
It's such an honor to be here. It's Stephanie Miller, you are a national treasure, and you automatically, just by being in your presence, I'm just happier.
Me too, you. Did you tell President Biden that Jody and I are coming, then just to be extra, you know, because I might be a little too nerdy and, you know, too fangirly? Extra security?
I told his team how this is no ordinary guest.
Oh, fantastic.
Stephanie Miller.
When in doubt, we just drop Jody's mom's name. Carol Burnett's daughter. Thanks. We'll go to the front. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks,
all right. There she goes. Rock star Lindy Lee. All right, 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, I need to correct a former error. It is Cod Krispies, not Cod Cracklers.
Oh,
the new Dr. Marty treat. Oh, he's always coming up with something nutritious and delicious for your doggy. I bought the dental chews. I'm telling you, I'm a fan. I speaking of fangirling out, I fangirled out when we talked to Dr. Marty
last week.
He's my baby daddy.
Yeah.
Technically, he's mommy.
You say so.
Dad.
Okay. You say so.
I'm just telling you, he's a world-renowned veterinarian, and this is why people from all over the world have brought their dogs and cats to him. And he superfoods, that's his, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's what, why has no one thought of this? It's all the superfoods, right, that you would eat if you were trying to... Blueberries, kale, spinach, turkey, beef, duck, salmon. It's all real food, but it's raw and freeze-dried. It's not cooked on high heat like a lot of dog foods are, that all the nutrients are stripped, or it expires, it's in a bag, it's messy, you gotta cut it open, and blah.
Glop.
Blah.
Glop.
Yeah, that's the sound of most dog food.
Glop.
Thank you. 54% off Nature's Blend, the best dog food in the world, and Nature's Feast for the Kittens.
Meow.
Right? And they throw in a free bag of those Tilly's Treasures best-selling beef liver dog treats. I cannot get them in their little jackets to go for a hike unless I give them a Tilly Treasure.
Oh.
Or now, a cod crispy. Okay, DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
The only place in America where dissent is still allowed. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness. Well, I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Miller, enter that promo code Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy. If you're not completely satisfied, you're ready to sleep and feel better, go to CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. Enter the promo code Miller for that exclusive 30% savings. That is 30% off CozyEarth.com/Miller with that promo code Miller. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you.
At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find your station, and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Madison, it's time to rock the gamma ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th, with Eddie 8 Dynamite. All about that girl. Oh, yeah. All about that girl. Iron Plow. Gonna rock it tonight. And Marston. The Maxine Concert Series, live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advanced tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Steffi.
What a little light in our life, yes. in the universe, as is JoJo from Jers, who tweeted, thank you, Steph is an incredible human being. Thank you, Joe. And you are kind and thoughtful, and we all have each other's backs in this fight. Thank you for sending love to JoJo from Jers. We posted her incredible piece about, you know, and I have, you know, my best, one of my good friends, mom just died yesterday. And as I keep saying, we're all going through something. One of my high school friends is losing her husband, who's another high school friend of mine. And it's just, everybody's going through something, you know, be kind. It's just, we forget, and just sort of the meanness of the whole, like, right. Donald Trump culture these days to just, like, take a minute, say something nice to somebody. See how fun that is. Okay.
You have a spectacular ass.
Thank you, Christopher, and you are exceptionally well-built, handsome, romantic manses. And Karen has a spectacular rack. Hello, Karen.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Now. Yes. Sorry. Go ahead. Finish what you were saying, honey.
Okay. So I don't know what you heard, but first of all, yes, I agree. We have got to be kind to one another. And even when we have conversations about the very important threat to our democracy, we have to educate, not annihilate. So I have to say, I am so happy that a number of people that I have told about the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism, run by Wendy Vi and Heidi Bayrick, went on their webinar yesterday. If you have not checked these ladies out, please do. They are sounding the alarm. Every single issue that we all care about is under threat with Project 2025.
Yep.
So if you can go on there, subscribe to their newsletter, you'll get the latest news. We have got to be having the conversations, because in the absence of media doing the sounding of the alarms, we have got to be the ones talking about it. You have a huge audience, Steph, and I just think that they're a great resource. So if the listeners that can hear this, please.
Crystal
please,
Boyd just did an hand about my giant
about your
audience.
Giant audience.
I'm going to read another Stephanie Miller true story just for that.
Ish.
No, it is true. I mean, they really do a great job, and it's scary stuff, but really, you know, anything that we care about, they have, you know, Project 2025, within the first 180 days, they want to go after transgender individuals. They want to strip LGBTQIA plus rights. They want to do just so much damage to this country. And if our democracy falls, there goes the globe. I mean, you know, global democracy everywhere will fall.
Yep, so absolutely. Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Right.
Dana Goldberg, next.
We'll be right back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocate Radio show. Donald Trump meets with Republican leaders. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Tune in each day, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.